the more that all are looking for. It begins within, and it leads outside of the culture that you are born into. There's an ever-evolving universal culture, but any question of border will only ever lead the world back, and the world is meant to advance. So don't look to borders. Look forward, at the very least, so that the world does not continue repeating its mistakes. I'm sorry, but there is no preacher out there that has any of the answers. Nor will a philosopher ever have the time to answer all your questions. You have to answer them. You have to become the great being that you once wished to speak to. It has always been you, and the road has always been the same. It has been paved with the most powerful books written by the humans that have risen to the greatest heights that they could possibly reach. Because we each have a different constellation of curiosities, our paths will be always unique. This is why standardized education is such an insult to who we are meant to be. This is why real schools are yet to be built, and it is in part why the world needs you more than you know. Because if all you ever do is agree so that you don't get yelled at anymore, then the only ones who will advance are the liars, the pretenders, and the bullies. And the good will lose. There isn't a past or a great mind that held or holds a plan. You are the best hope there has ever been, by virtue of your youth and the clarity of your mind. And because you are new to all this, because there is hope that you will go around all the cultural indoctrinations and rise free, so that you can lead with books, with poetry, with art, and so that others will follow. That you will rise unrestrained. It has only ever been the philosophers who held any of the answers. The daughters of philosophy, the sciences, can only make tools. The daughters will never teach you how to use them. One of the highest questions that has ever been posed is, would you relive your life infinite number of times, with everything in it the same, exactly the same as it happened? If the answer is no, then it is the same as choosing an early end, which is extremely wrong. What is more, we as the world cannot push others to choose an early end. Ask, are the choices you are making helping you, or are they hurting you? If an end is what you are wishing for, then you have chosen your path incorrectly. Often that means that you are choosing from within your culture, the culture that you have been born into. And often, those cultures trap people to make them easier to manage, to make them obedient, more useful, to propagate some fantasy. Often, for a little bit of coin from a lot of people. We have a flaw in our mind, a terrible little knot. It is the thing that makes a person stay in a cult. And it exists because we can't make decisions based on things that we don't yet know. This is why I speak of books. Because they can help you. They can set you free by helping you to inherit wisdom from other people's lives. Before you follow, become a philosopher who rises to no end in sight. Becoming a philosopher is an important part of growing up, of growing all the way up. More than that, when all those around you start growing all the way up too, then the world will become a safer place, a wiser place. Then we will take to building the schools we need, to making money work for us instead of against us. And finally, to putting this idea of world-destroying weapons and that war is somehow a thing we do behind us. The politicians you have heard speaking thus far will retire before you notice. Despite what they have always told you and how you have been treated, it has always been about you. You are the hope and you are the dream and you are the future and to you belongs the world. You just need to become a philosopher so that you will know where to go next from within and not by being told what to do. Don't let the schools that we have today slow you down. Find your own great books and great thinkers. Start in the beginning and don't stop until you come to the end, to the highest of your mountain peaks.